beautiful souls, welcome back to Real, Raw, Relevant, the podcast dedicated to helping you live a more authentic and fulfilling life. I'm your host, Alicia Eads, and today we're talking about something essential for achieving all of your goals and living a life of purpose, and that's patience. It's worth the wait. Let's get into it. In a world that thrives on instant gratification, patience can feel like an outdated virtue. Let's think about it. We are constantly bombarded with messages that encourage us to seek immediate results, whether that's in our careers, our relationships, or personal growth. But what if the best things in life take time? What if the journey of waiting is just as valuable as the destination? Let's unpack that. You know, it's worth the wait. It's an exploration of the power of patience, trust, and timing. Sometimes that timing can be just right when you wait things out. Life often unfolds in ways we don't expect, and learning to embrace the waiting periods can lead to profound personal transformations. And when we shift our mindset from frustration to faith, from impatience to understanding, we open ourselves up to growth, wisdom, and unexpected blessings. So today, this podcast, we're just going to go over some of the profound lessons and rewards of waiting and being patient. And we'll unpack and reflect on navigating the delays with grace. Find purpose in the pause and appreciate the beauties of life's perfect timing. So, as we embrace patience, understand the powerful tool of success, fulfillment, and inner peace. The best things in life are often worth the wait. Trust me, they're definitely worth the wait. Are you ready to trust this journey? Live in a world of instant gratification. And, you know, we all can be guilty of this, wanting things right away. But sometimes some of the most incredible things take time, and it's a journey to get there. And sometimes you can see others get there before you, or they're doing something that you want so badly. Understand that your journey and your destiny is yours alone, and you have to be patient with yourself for whatever life-changing event you want to happen. You have to understand that a lot of great things take time. Anything that's happening overnight, that instant gratification, sometimes it's not the absolute best. It's like a quick fix, and that's not, you know, I mean, if that's what you're looking for, but mainly some of the most incredible things that you can accomplish or have or achieve, it's, you have to be patient, and it's really essentially worth you waiting things out. Because in our fast-paced world, instant gratification, that world, the concepts of waiting can feel almost foreign. We're used to getting what we want when we want it. Hey, I'm guilty. I understand that very well. But the truth is, some of the most valuable things in life, meaningful relationships, fulfilling careers, personal growth, meeting your spouse, all of these things take time, effort, and patience to cultivate. So this episode today isn't about glorifying procrastination or suggesting we should passively wait for good things to happen. That's not what I'm doing. I'm not telling you to be lazy. It's about exploring the power of patience, the ability to persevere through challenges, and the understanding that the true and lasting rewards are often always worth the wait. So we're going to get real and raw about the frustrations of delayed gratification, that's right, and explore how to cultivate the patience needed to achieve our long-term goals. and live a life of purpose. We'll explore what true patience really means, discuss the common obstacles that can hinder our ability to be patient, and we will unpack practical strategies for cultivating patience in our daily lives. We'll be honest about the discomfort and frustrations that can arise when we have to wait for something that we desire. We want it right away, but also celebrate the satisfaction, the joy, and fulfillment that comes with achieving a goal after a period of dedicated efforts and patience and perseverance. So, what does it mean to be patient? Let's address that. Being patient is about acceptance, acknowledging that some things take time and that we can't always control the timeline. You can't always control, you know, how fast it's going to happen. I mean, we want it. It'll be great if it happens right away, but sometimes in life it doesn't always happen like that. So the greatest gift for patience is acceptance. And another thing that you could do to be patient is perseverance, continuing to work towards our goals, even when progress seems slow or non-existent. It can be so frustrating or so annoying, but you have to persevere through it. And also resilience, bouncing back from setbacks and disappointments without losing sight of our long-term vision. And trust, believe that our efforts will eventually pay off, even if we don't see immediate results. Sometimes you could not trust your abilities and you can doubt yourself because you're not seeing that instant gratification or seeing things come through very quickly for you. So you have to trust the process. You have to believe in yourself and understand that things will eventually pay off. So be consistent and stay at it. And also, mindfulness. Be present in the moment and appreciate the journey. And, you know, just don't focus on the destination. You have to be present in the now and in the moment and also work towards the future. So it is a process. It requires balance and harmony. It requires mindfulness. It requires trust, resilience, perseverance, and acceptance. So it's a combination of things that, you know, would make you patient. But what can get in the way of your ability to be patient? There's so many things. The biggest thing, the number one thing, is being impatient. A desire for immediate gratification and discomfort with waiting. How many people listening today are very uncomfortable waiting for something that they really, really want? It's like a kid on Christmas waiting for, you know, Christmas Day to open up all of those presents that they're looking at. You have to learn how to be patient. Another thing that gets in the way of being patient is anxiety and worrying, fear about the future, and being uncertain about the unknown and what's in store. You know, that can cause a level of anxiety and worrying. If you're the type of person, just the idea of not knowing what to expect or what's going to happen in your future, if you have that level of always wanting to be in control, you could have a level of anxiety and fear when it comes to just being uncertain about the outcome of your future. That can cause anyone to be, you know, impatient and get in the way of you being patient. Another one is lack of self-belief. Doubting our ability to achieve our goals. Distractions. The constant just overwhelm of consuming information in this modern world. And I just mentioned this, if you are a perfectionist, that gets in the way of being patient because you have a fear of making mistakes or not achieving your results or being perfect. So you have to have practical strategies for cultivating patience. And one of the things you have to do is set realistic expectations. Understand that achieving meaningful goals takes time and effort. So you have to be patient and you have to trust the process. and break down your goals. Focus on the process and just manage them so that you can actually accomplish them. And practice mindfulness. Be present in the moment. Appreciate the journey. And focus on what you can control. Control the controllable. And don't waste your energy worrying about things you can't control. Cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself when you feel impatient or frustrated. And visualize your desired outcome. Keep your long-term vision in mind and stay motivated. Practice gratitude. Appreciate the good things in your life. Even when you're waiting for something else, remember your why. Connect with your deeper purpose and the reason behind your goals. Understand patience is not about passive waiting. It's about actively working towards your goals while trusting that the process will unfold in its own time. It's about cultivating inner strength, resilience, and a deep belief in your own potential. So reflect on that. What is something in your life that you need to be more patient with? I hope you reflect and just give yourself that level of grace and be patient and trust the process. Understand the value of waiting and what good things can come out of that, and how delayed gratification leads to long-term success. So there's purpose in your waiting, and understand those lessons. Learn from the resilience and perseverance and how waiting shapes your character. And wisdom and trust the process. Understand that it's all about the divine timing and unexpected blessings. And understand that you have to overcome the fear when things feel uncertain or they're not happening fast enough. You have to be patient with yourself and practice that level of mindfulness, gratitude in the process of waiting, and develop healthy coping mechanisms when you're in the process of waiting and when things get delayed. It's so critical that you don't get down on yourself, that you don't get discouraged, and turn that waiting time into a season of preparation. And understand that there are so many great and incredible rewards for being patient. Patience will strengthen so many relationships and your overall well-being, and just the ultimate fulfillment of waiting. It really matters, because what if you're looking for something like in your relationships, you want to go to the next level, your career, and you rush things and you don't get there, versus waiting and letting those things play out and come into light and be exactly the way they're meant to be, versus you being impatient and rushing the process. There's beauty in patience. So find that patience. Find ways that you can be more patient in your life and just grow in the process and trust the process. And you will develop character and you will be a lot stronger and you'll be more patient when you have to go through other things similar in the future. So it's definitely a journey worth exploring, because there's so many incredible rewards when you're patient and you trust the process. Embracing patience and trust in life's timing, that is so incredible, and it can lead to greater success, greater joy, and greater fulfillment. By shifting our perspective, we can turn waiting from a frustration into an opportunity for growth and transformation. The best things in life are not rushed. They are cultivated, they are nurtured, and they are revealed at the right time. So trust the process, because it's always worth the wait. And I just want to speak to anyone that's listening to the podcast today. If there's something that you've been working so hard at and you just don't see it come to play, and you've been discouraged and you thought about, you know, just moving on, I'm here to tell you that anything great is worth waiting for. It's worth working for. And it's worth having. So find that level of patience. And patience is a work in progress. So if you're impatient, you have to work on just your self-talk, letting yourself know that you're going to get whatever it is that you're working towards. And don't rush the process. Trust the process and believe that something greater can come out. And it's all about that divine timing. So you may want it right now. And you may even get discouraged when you see others get something that you really, really want. It's something that you personally been working hard towards. So just don't get yourself psyched out and understand that divine timing is real, and understand how to navigate delays with grace and find purpose in the pause and just being still in the moment and being patient and appreciate the beauty of life's perfect timing, because you may not get those things when you want it, but I guarantee you they will come right on time. And when you get them, you would definitely see that it was worth the wait. So if you're looking at all of these messages and seeing others get things that you want, and you think they're having that instant gratification, you don't know what they went through. And everyone has their season and everyone has their process. So trust your process and trust your divine timing. And be patient with yourself, because you're going to get everything that your heart's desire. And don't give up and don't try to rush things through. Take your time, whether that's in your relationships, your career, or just if you just want to personally grow, personal growth. All of those things take time. So be patient with yourself and trust yourself in the process of waiting, that everything will be okay. And everything will work out in the good. And it'll be just like what you wanted. And the timing will be just right. It's definitely worth the wait. What's one area of your life that you're currently working towards requiring you to be more patient? And what's a step that you can take today to cultivate more patience and stay committed to your long-term visions? Thank you, beautiful souls, for joining me on this episode of Real, Raw, Relevant. Remember, the things that are truly worth having in life often require patience, perseverance, and a deep belief in yourself. Trust the process, keep moving forward, and know that it's worth the wait. I'll see you next time on Real, Raw, Relevant Podcast. And if you need any additional assistance with being patient, trusting the process, and eliminating self-doubt, my book, There's a Winner in You, Eliminate Self-Doubt by Alicia Eads, is available at Barnes & Noble. Get your copy today for additional motivation with bringing out the champion and the winner in you, and cultivating that resilience and trusting the process and gaining the necessary tools and insights on what it means to be patient and understand the entire process on waiting and being patient in the midst of accomplishing all of your goals. It's definitely a great read, and I highly recommend it. I'll see you next time, you beautiful souls.